您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN.
学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Hello and welcome to Practical English Classroom Online English. I'm Anna.
I'm Chinting. Last time we took you to tour around Paris.
Today we're still in Paris to show you around this famous European city.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线实用英语课堂，我是 Chinting。
我是 Anna。
上周我们带大家到巴黎的几处景点转了转，
但是巴黎值得一去的地方实在是太多了，上次玩的还不过瘾，
所以这周我们还是来继续巴黎游的话题。Part 3, A Tour to Paris.
巴黎旅游胜地介绍。
The Arc de Triomphe du Carrousel was built between 1806 and 1808 by Napoleon I, following the model of the Arc of Constantine in Rome. The two arches built by Napoleon, Arc de Triomphe du Carrousel,and the Arc de Triomphe at Étoile, were to commemorate his victories, and the grand army who had won them. The bronze horses on top of the Arc de Triomphe du Carrousel were taken from Saint Mark of Venice. These were later returned after World War II.
高45米的凯旋门是当年拿破仑为纪念法国大军战胜奥俄联军而建造的，前后经过30年，1863年建成。那么在这雄伟的建筑物下就是无名英雄纪念碑，从凯旋门可以看到迷人的香榭丽舍大道和12条以凯旋门为中心向四面八方伸展的放射性大道。
Situated several kilometers southwest of Paris, Versailles, at the time of Louis XIII, was no more than a modest hunting lodge. The creation of the great castle was due to Louis XIV,who abandoned the Louvre to build a royal palace. The architects Hardouin Mansart and Le Nôtre managed the works for a long time. In 1789, the royal family finally returned to Paris. In 1837, Louis Philippe decided to convert it as the Museum of French History. Nowadays, the castle has been restored to be as beautiful as in the past.
位于巴黎西南郊约20公里处的凡尔赛宫呢，是由路易十四建造的，与其特有的建筑群闻名于世，包括城堡、花园、教堂以及禁殿等等。它是欧洲最繁华的一座宫殿，气势磅礴，布局严密，它的外观宏伟壮观，内部陈设以及装潢更富于艺术的魅力。凡尔赛宫包括100万平方米的园林、700多个房间厅室和一所可容纳1200名观众的剧院。正宫前面呢是一座风格独特的法兰西式的大花园，园内树木花草郁郁葱葱，如茵的草地，绚丽的花坛，景色优美。此外呢，1400多个不惜喷涌的喷泉，异彩纷呈，使人流连忘返。
The Place de la Concorde, which is the largest place in Paris.Is situated along the Seine and separates the Tuileries Gardens from the beginning of the Champs-Élysées. It is in the 8th arrondissement, or district, of the city.
Jacques-Henri Gabriel, Louis XV's architect, began construction in 1754 and completed it in 1763. It was thus called the Place Louis XV. The place was constructed to hold an equestrian statue of Louis XV that the city of Paris commissioned.In 1748 from Fortchardon to offer to the king.
The place formed an octagon bordered by large moats that no longer exist. In contrast to older places that were closed, The Place de la Concorde, largely open, served as an intersection as well as a decoration.
The question special marks the intersection on two principal axes, the east-west axis from the perspective of the Tuileries Gardens and Champs-Élysées, the north-south axis from the perspective of La Roulotte and the bridge created in alignment. With respect to urban accomplishments, it is the greatest achievement of enlightenment in the capital.
建成于1775年，它是为歌颂法国路易十五世而建的。耸立于广场中心的纪念碑呢，是1831年埃及赠送给法国的。协和广场最美的莫过于它的夜景，古色古香的路灯燃着橘色的光泽，融入香榭丽舍大道的灯一直注入凯旋门的不灭之火，是花都的夜光和如此柔和，似乎有意尽可能的照亮广场的夜。
The Avenue de Champs-Élysées is probably the most famous avenue in the world. This impressive promenade stretches from the Place de la Concorde to the Place Charles de Gaulle, the site of the Arc de Triomphe.
At its western end, it is bordered by cinemas, theaters, cafes, and luxury shops. Near the Place de la Concorde, the street is bordered by the Jardins de Champs-Élysées, beautifully arranged gardens with fountains and some grand buildings.including the Grand and Petit Palais at the southern side and the Élysée at its northern side. The latter has been the residence of the French president since 1873.
The Champs-Élysées is used for all major celebrations. This is where Parisians celebrate New Year's Eve and where the military parades are held on the 14th of July. Historic national events like the liberation at the end of the Second World War and the victory in World Cup football.We also celebrate on this wide avenue.
香榭丽舍大道是巴黎最漂亮的一条大道，它西接凯旋门，东连协和广场，长约 2.5 公里，中间能容纳实线行车。大道两旁是繁华热闹的商业街，有很多大百货公司和银行，游人如挤。
入夜时分的凯旋门上方游射灯照射出蓝白红三色的光柱，与大道上灿烂的灯光交相辉映，非常的美丽。它是世界著名的商业区，一流的服装店、香水店、红磨坊等都集中在这里，每年的国庆也都是在这条大道上庆祝。
The complex known as the Hôtel des Invalides was founded in 1671 by Louis XIV, the Sun King. He wanted to provide accommodation for disabled and impoverished war veterans.Originally, only a number of barracks were planned, but King Louis XIV chose a design by the architect Fédéral Grand, which consisted of a large impressive building with a royal courtyard and church.
The front facade facing the Seine River is 196 meters long. The whole complex features 15 courtyards, the largest being the Court of Honor. This courtyard was used for military parades.
The church is connected directly with the royal chapel.Better known as the Dôme de l'Invalide. This church, with a 107 meters high dome, was for exclusive use of the royal family. Construction of the dome was completed in 1708. Plans to bury the remains of the royal family were set aside after the death of the King Louis XIV, and in 1840, Louis Philippe repatriated the remains of the Emperor Napoleon from St. Helena, where he was buried after his death 19 years earlier.
荣军院的建筑风格古典美观，政治地位显赫。尽管历史上它先后被当作收容所、医院、军营和修道院，但是它一直都保留着建筑和气氛上的和谐。作为法兰西馆藏最丰富的军事博物馆之一呢，令人肃然起敬。常有人来此凭吊英雄，感伤古今。拿破仑的墓呢，也设在这里。
Spectacularly housed in a former railway station built in 1900, the Musée d'Orsay was re-inaugurated in its present form in 1986. Inside is a trove of artistic treasures produced between 1848 and 1914, including highly regarded impressionist and post-impressionist works.
Most of their paintings and sculptures are found on the ground floor and the skylit upper level, while the middle level has some magnificent rooms.Showcasing the Art Nouveau movement, Nearby, the Musée Rodin displays the lively bronze and marble sculptures by Camille Coelho and Auguste Rodin, including parts of some of Rodin's most celebrated work. There's a shady sculpture garden out the back, one of Paris's treasured islands of calm.
奥赛宫美术馆原来是奥赛火车站1900年为万国博览会在巴黎举行而建。奥赛火车站也是巴黎最早实现电气化的火车站。1977年法国政府决定把它改建为博物馆，内部改造由意大利建筑师盖奥朗蒂完成。展品主要来自卢浮宫原有的收藏品，作品年代为1848至1914年之间，可以说是卢浮宫的延续。法国印象派大师的作品以及梵高的作品都有专门的展示。Part 4. They're leaving Paris.
他们要离开巴黎了。
Dialogue 1.
Now this church seems a lot older. Excuse me, would you take a picture?
You can't use a flash in here.
That's okay. Just see if you can get both of us in.
Do you want anything special in the background?
How about that big organ?
That should be simple. Did the picture take?
I don't think so.Could you snap one more to be sure?
In 对话中 Tina 和 Mark 在参观完巴黎圣母院想拍照留念。巴黎圣母院就是 Notre Dame, 是法国哥特式教堂的经典之作，年代也比较久远了。在教堂里面拍照是不准使用闪光灯的， Flash 就是闪光灯的意思。比如说This camera has a built-in flash. 这台照相机有内置闪光灯。I'll need flash for this shot. The light isn't good enough in here. 拍这张照片需要闪光灯，这里光线不太好。
不能用闪光灯也没有关系，只要把人照进去就行了。帮他们拍照的人还问需不需要什么特别的背景。Tina建议把后面的大风琴作为背景。拍起来还挺简单的。Did the picture take? 就是问照上了吗？照好了吗？Tina 检查了一下相机，好像没有照上，
所以呢他请那一个人再拍一张以防万一。 Snap 在这里就是指很快的给某人或某物拍照的意思，比如说 I snapped you sunbathing on the beach, 我给你拍了一张海滩日光浴的照片。
好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。 Now this church seems a lot older. Excuse me, would you take a picture?
You can't use a flash in here
That's okay. Just see if you can get both of us in.
Do you want anything special in the background?
How about that big organ?
That should be simple. Did the picture take?
I don't think so. Could you snap one more to be sure?再来休息一下。那么既然今天说的是法国巴黎，我们就来听一首法国歌曲，一起来欣赏 Jeanette 演唱的 Porc de Bois。No, he's not. Okay, welcome back. 欢迎回来。现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天呢，我们带大家到了巴黎转一转。
前面我们已经介绍了巴黎一些著名的景点，并且学习了一段对话。现在来接着往下看。
Dialogue 2. I've never been so tired in my whole life. Maybe I'll just stay outside.
In this hot weather. Besides, you'll miss the Mona Lisa.
True.All right, I'm going. But promise me we won't have to walk through this whole museum.
Well, maybe just the paintings and the sculptures. And, oh yeah, the furniture collection.
We are going to be here forever.
Oh, darn, the furniture collection is closed tonight.
Someday up there loves me.
计划中 ，Tina 和 Mark 正准备进卢浮宫参观。Mark 觉得很累了，所以不想进去，待在外面等 Tina 就好了。卢浮宫就是 The Louvre， 位于巴黎市中心的塞纳河右岸，是世界三大博物馆之一，收藏品种能达30万件。达芬奇的巨作《蒙娜丽莎》是卢浮宫的三宝之一。
那么另外两个呢，就是维纳斯和胜利女神的雕像。Mark 说他这一辈子都没有这么累过，连卢浮宫都不想进了，只想在外面休息。这样也太可惜了吧。 Tina 劝他说外面天气很热，况且如果不进去的话就会错过观赏名画蒙娜丽莎的机会了。这里的 besides 是副词，表示此外而且。
miss 在这里呢可不是表示想念，而是表示错过。比如说 I missed the first part of the movie， 我没有看到电影的开头。 He missed the 8:30 train， 他没赶上8:30的火车。这里有个习语呢，大家也要记住，就是 miss the boat or miss the bus， 意思就是错过机会。比如说 ，If we don't offer a good price for the house now， we'll probably miss the boat altogether。这所房子如果我们现在不给个高价的话，可能就要失去机会了。
Mark 也觉得不去欣赏蒙娜丽莎是挺可惜的，但是他让 Tina 承诺不用逛完整个博物馆，他的体力会吃不消的。Tina 说他们也许只看看绘画雕刻就好了，还有家具展。Mark 一听就要晕倒了。 We're going to be here forever， 我们要永远待在这里的。但是 Tina 却发现家具展今天晚上结束。 Down 在口语中表示烦恼、不耐烦等情绪，跟 Damn 差不多。比如说 Darn it， she beat me again， 该死，她又赢我了。
Mark 听见这个消息就高兴了，自言自语地说 Somebody up there loves me， 上帝爱我。 Somebody up there 就是指上面的人，那么有谁会在上面呢？当然是上帝了。所以 somebody up there loves me 就等于 God loves me， 上帝保佑我，上帝爱我。当幸运之神眷顾你的时候，你就可以用这句话。
好了，我们再来用一个对话来做例子。 How did you make so much money? Somebody up there loves me， 你怎么赚了这么多钱？因为上帝眷顾我。当你逃过一劫或者是好事情降临，为了表达心中的感激也可以这么说。 Somebody up there loves me， I think you're successful because you work really hard，上帝爱我。不，我认为你会成功是因为你确实很努力。
好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I've never been so tired in my whole life. Maybe I'll just stay outside.
In this hot weather. Besides, you'll miss Mona Lisa.
True. All right, I'm going. But promise me we won't have to walk through this whole museum.
Well, maybe just the paintings and the sculptures. And, oh yeah, the furniture collection.
We are going to be here forever.
Oh, darn. The furniture collection's closed tonight.
Someday up there loves me. Dialogue 3. I can't believe we are really here.
Here's your ticket. Should we walk up? Just joking. There are elevators.
It is freezing up there.
The wind feels like knives stabbing my skin.
Do you feel that? Oh my, I think it's an earthquake.
Mark, those are the vibrations from the wind. Think how high up we are.
Wow, that's strong. I'm an ice cube now. Gotta go back inside.
Me too. But what an amazing view.
现在 Tina 和 Mark 两个人来到了埃菲尔铁塔，他们都不敢相信自己真的见到了著名的埃菲尔铁塔，他们还买了登上铁塔的票。 Tina 知道 Mark 怕累，还开玩笑地说，我们要不要走上去？看到 Mark 脸色变了，赶紧说 Just joking， 这句话完整的就是 I was just joking。
那么通往塔顶呢，可以搭乘电梯，也就是 elevator。 我们平常在商场看到的滚梯的英文说法是什么呢？可不是 elevator， 而是escalator， 那么这两个字要区分开，电梯就是 elevator， 滚梯呢就是 escalator。 好，现在他们已经到达了塔顶，由于埃菲尔铁塔很高，所以塔顶的温度很低，简直可以用寒风刺骨来形容，就是 freezing， 就像刀子挂在脸上一样。
这时 Mark 好像感觉到有地震，还问 Tina 感觉到了没有。 Tina 提醒 Mark 说，这只是风吹铁塔造成的摇晃，因为他们在很高的地方。 vibrations 的意思就是震动颤动，比如说 Even at full speed, the ship's engines cause very little vibration。 这条船即使全速前进，发动机的震动也很小。看来在塔顶的风还真是挺大的。
嗯， Mark 已经开始抱怨了，风太大了，快把它冻成冰棍了，得赶快进去。 Gotta 就是 have gotta do something 的缩写。现在也感觉很冷了，不过他还真有点舍不得在塔顶看到的明亮景色。埃菲尔铁塔是他们在巴黎旅游的最后一站了。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I can't believe we are really here.
Here's your ticket. Should we walk up? Just joking. There are elevators.
It is freezing up there.
The wind feels like knives stabbing my skin.
Do you feel that? Oh my, I think it's an earthquake.
Mark, those are the vibrations from the wind. Think how high up we are.
Wow, that's strong. I'm an ice cube now. Gotta go back inside.
Me too.But what an amazing view.
Dialogue 4.
Wake up! We slept through our alarm.
What time is it?
It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm taking control of what we do today. Time to hit the shops.
Okay. Do you know where you want to go?
Our guidebook says Champs-Élysées has everything. Armani, Chanel, Versace, Cartier, and you name it.Mark, this place is beautiful. It looks like it's covered in gold.
I thought you'd like it. This area is almost 100 years old.
I'm going to take a picture of the two of us.
Don't want to get someone else to take that for us?
And with valuable shopping time?
Ha! Okay, I'll tell you what. You go and I'll get her some of the tourist shopping discount cards I heard about.
Discount? I think you just said my magic word. I'm off.
啊，在巴黎的最后一天，他们会干些什么呢？当然是去 Tina 盼望已久的购物中心了。巴黎是世界时尚之都，当然也是购物的天堂了。Tina 已经迫不及待了，一大早就把 Mark 叫醒。Sleep through 这个词组表示不被什么什么吵醒，继续睡。Sleep through our alarm 是指睡到超过闹钟响的时间，也就是睡过头了。
嗯，现在已经是中午11点多了。Tina 说，今天还是由他来决定行程，血拼的时间到了。那么血拼呢这个词大家都知道了，就是大肆购物的意思，也算是新出现的一个词吧。
我估计就是根据 shopping 这个词译过来的，音译加上意义。好， take control of something 这个词的意思呢，就是掌控、控制。
Time to hit the shops， 该去商店了，血拼的时间到了。这里的 hit 是一个不太正式的用法，在口语中经常出现，表示到达某地，在某地。比如说 When does the new show hit town？ 这部新戏什么时候到城里演出？还有我们大家比较熟悉的 It's time to hit the road， 该出发了，该上路了。 It's time to hit the sack， 该睡觉了，都是在口语中经常出现的说法。
那么应该去哪里购物呢？Tina 说在导游手册上看到，在香榭丽舍大街上应有尽有，很多世界名牌商品都在这里汇集。那么香榭丽舍大街就是 Champs-Élysées， 从协和广场到凯旋门全长 1.8 公里，是横贯巴黎最有特色最繁华的街道之一。 Tina 还提到了很多名牌，比如说有意大利的顶级服装品牌 Armani 阿玛尼，法国品牌 Chanel 香奈儿，意大利品牌 Versace 范思哲等等。
对，在这里你想买的东西都会买到。新娜说 You name it， 这个句子是用来举例子用的，表示等等之类的意思，以前我们也提到过。这里呢要把 You name it 和 Just name a few 这两个句子比较一下，虽然两个句子意思相同，但是 You name it 却可以放在句首使用。比如说 Where have you been in Asia？ You name it I've been there。 你去过亚洲哪些地方呢？你随便说个地方我都去过。
还有 Where have you been in China? Shanghai, Beijing, Nanjing, to just name a few places. 你去过中国哪些地方呢？上海、北京、南京，只是随便举一个例子。好，现在他们已经来到了 Galeries Lafayette， 老佛爷百货，是法国有名的百货公司。Tina 觉得这个地方真是漂亮极了，看起来像是镶上了黄金一样，而且这个地方几乎有100年的历史了。
Tina 还想在这里拍照留念。Mark 建议 Tina 自己去拍照，他去给 Tina 拿他曾经听说过的游客打折卡，就是 The Tourist Shopping Discount Card。 Tina 听了很高兴， I think you just said my magic word， 你真是说到我心坎里去了。 Magic word 原来的意思是咒语，这里是指某个人最喜欢听到的话。
Tina 高兴的跑去照相了。 I'm off， 我这就去。 I'm off 是一句很常见的口语，就走了，出发了的意思。不管是用在迫不及待的要出去雪冰，还是要归心似箭的下班放学， I'm off 都是一句很常用的话。比如说 I'm off See you tomorrow， 我走了，明天见。
还有 When are you coming back to work？ I'm off till next week。 你什么时候回来工作？我要到下星期才会回来。好，这样 Tina 和 Mark 的巴黎之行就结束了。再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Wake up，We slept through our alarm.
What time is it?
It's almost 11 o'clock. I'm taking control of what we do today. Time to hit the shops.
Okay. Do you know where you want to go?
Our guidebook says Champs-Élysées has everything. Armani, Chanel, Versace, Cartier, and you name it. Mark, this place is beautiful. It looks like it's covered in gold.
I thought you'd like it.This area is almost 100 years old.
I'm going to take a picture of the two of us.
Don't want to get someone else to take that for us?
And with valuable shopping time?
Ha! Okay, I'll tell you what. You go and I'll get her some of the tourist shopping discount cards I heard about.
Discount? I think you just said my magic word. I'm off.
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we'll take you to Disneyland. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@channelbroadcast.cn.
今天我们完成了巴黎之行，下周我们要带大家去迪士尼玩，感兴趣的朋友们千万不要错过了。如果大家有任何意见或者是好的建议呢，记得给我们写 email， 地址是 edu@channelbroadcast.cn。我们下期节目再会。